Welcome to Good News for a Change, an audio and video podcast on the Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, Not I Who Lives, But Christ in Me.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Raise your hand, please, for me if you've ever been nagged. I want to see it. If anybody has ever nagged you, please come on, people. We've all been nagged. Raise your hand if anybody has really gone on you. Like, you know, did you do that yet? Did you do that yet? Did you remember to do? Raise your hand if you've had these conversations with people, right? Or if you've ever had that nagging thing, right? All of us. And I used to say to my mother, I used to say to my mom, lay off, I'll do it. And she would say to me, repetition is the mother of all learning. That was her response. If she was driving me crazy, asking me to do something over and over and over again, she was afraid I was going to forget. Repetition is the mother of all learning. And so you remember that last Sunday was the Sunday before the elevation of the Holy Cross. Monday was the elevation of the Holy Cross. And we processed around the church with the cross. Okay? And if you've been paying attention to the gospel readings, last Sunday we had the gospel reading, not of the regular cycle of reading through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but the reading for the Sunday before the elevation of the Holy Cross. And then on Monday, we had the reading for the elevation of the Holy Cross. And now today on Sunday, we're not back to our normal schedule of working our way through the Gospels because we read the Gospel reading of the Sunday after the Holy Cross. And there's only one Christmas, there's only one Easter, there's only one of all these feast days, and yet there are two feast days for the Holy Cross. And the church is our mother, and I think she's trying to tell us something. I think she wants us to pay attention to the cross. I was celebrating a marriage yesterday here in our church. Beautiful couple, really nice kids. And one of the things I shared with them at the conclusion of their ceremony was I said, you know, if you two try to love one another with just the love you have in your hearts, you're never going to make it. Even though your love is vibrant, even though your love is exciting, even though your love is awesome, if you try to do this thing on your own, it's not going to be enough because you're mortals. And so the love that you contain within yourself, your very own love, it's finite. It's hormonal. It's got ups and downs and it goes away. I said, but you came into the church to get married today because you didn't want to be alone in your marriage. You wanted to have the blessing and the presence of God. And guess what? When we plug into God, all of a sudden, we don't love with our own love anymore. It's not my finite, mortal love that I'm trying to share. But instead, I am plugged into the source of love. I am plugged into the author of life. I am a conduit for the energy of our great God and Savior. And so I no longer love you with my love, but I love you with the unconditional, ever-powerful, victorious love of God. Right? But the other thing about the wedding ceremony that's so interesting is that it's full of imagery of martyrdom. The crowns that we put on the bride and the groom, those are the crowns of the martyrs. Right? When we say the concluding prayer, we invoke the name of the joy of Helen when she found the blessed cross. The prayers talk about Jonah in the belly of the whale. So we have this service that's all designed to teach us how to love each other for a lifetime, and yet throughout it, along with the exuberant joy and the beautiful imagery, there is talk of martyrdom, the cross, and sacrifice. Martyrdom, the cross, and sacrifice. And the church, just over the last 3 weeks, has given us three different times, three different days when they have said, okay, folks, let's focus on the cross of Christ. Let's focus on the sacrifice that God made for us. Let's emulate that. Let's try to also love sacrificially. Let's love our children sacrificially. Let's love our spouses sacrificially. Let's love strangers sacrificially. Right? What about the responsibility we have to the hungry in our own neighborhood? What about the responsibility we have to all of those who are fleeing their countries? We got a refugee crisis on our hands, and not just from one region in the world, but a few of them. We are called not to love when it's convenient, not to love when it makes sense, not to love when you're going to get something in return. But 3 days in a row, we read about Christ's cross. We are called to love sacrificially. And St. Paul, in his epistle, talks about this today. He says, it's no longer I who lives, but it's Christ who lives in me. And that is our goal. And that is what can happen when we learn to truly love sacrificially. St. John the Baptist said of Christ, I must now decrease so that he can increase. What we want to do is we want to be so plugged into God, right, that his light shines from us. And our personalities are not obliterated in this process. We don't become like the Borg, like from Star Trek, right? We don't become personless and faceless. Rather, our true identities emerge when we are completely taken over by Christ. Our truest and best self shines when we surrender our will for the Lord's. And ultimately, that's the goal of learning to love sacrificially. We're learning to abandon our thelema, our will, for God's will. Right? And if we don't do that, and this is how I want to close, if we don't do that, we have a couple of options, right? We have the option of loving sacrificially, or we have the option of loving in a self-centered fashion. And if we learn to love in a self-centered fashion, not only will all of our relationships kind of circle back to us and we'll really just be like big children, right? But we will probably amass many, many things. We will amass many relationships, we'll amass a fair amount of money, we'll amass nice clothes, we'll amass a bunch of cars, we'll amass two or three houses. We can amass a certain amount of clout, we can amass political weight, we can amass popularity, and we'll get all of this stuff gathered around ourselves. And then we're going to hear the words of the gospel as we're surrounded in our piles and our mountains of all this stuff that our appetites just wouldn't let us not get. I gotta have that iPhone. I gotta have that car. I gotta have that remote. I gotta have a whatever it is you gotta have, right? And as we pile these mountains of stuff around us, we want to hear the words, Lord's. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? What does it profit us if we have piles of stuff, but we're lost to love, we're lost to ourselves, and we're lost to God? So today, as we behold the cross on the Sunday after the cross, and we listen to this tale of the cross for the third time, Let us remember where we come from. Let us remember that our source is in God, and let us learn to love sacrificially one another the way that God loved us, and let us use His love as our love rather than relying on our finite, broken selves. Let's rely on His perfect self. Thanks for your attention. I pray that God continues to bless and keep each and every one.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.